Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Sylvia. Kiowa's Family First here. How are you?
Hi, good.
Okay, I see you spoke to Jasmine earlier today, correct?
That's right.
Amazing. Can you just cover with me your date of birth?
Her date of birth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who am I speaking to now?
Her daughter.
Got it. And what's your name?
Lisa.
Okay. Yes. Can you confirm it with me?
Yeah. April 7th, 1937.
Amazing. And just to confirm, she never got home to her services before, right?
That's right.
Amazing. So this will be your first time. Perfect. So the process can take 30 to 90 days, depending on how fast and smoothly everything goes.
Okay.
I'm going to be your enrollment coordinator and help get you through the process as soon as possible, okay? First step for the home care service is, first of all, I want to make sure you're going to be eligible. Do you or does Sylvia make more than $2,900 a month?
No.
Got it. And does she own a house?
No.
Okay, financially she should be eligible. Perfect. First things first is you have to make an appointment with the broker, the Pennsylvania broker, where they come down to your home, have a little assessment, explain you the whole process, and they see if the patient will be, physically eligible, okay?
Okay.
The way it works to schedule this assessment is there's a number you call up, and they give you a date and time for the assessment, okay? I wish I can call up, but it has to be the patient or you. You can definitely call for her. Do you want me to tell you the number, text you the number? What would you like me to do?
Text me the number to call back, to call
this
you.
This number? I should text it at the number we're talking now? Fine. I'm texting you as we speak. If you can text me back with the date and time for when it's scheduled.
Okay.
That would be great, okay?
Yeah.
And then as well, can you please, when the doctor comes down to your home, they will give you a little bit of a form to fill out by her PCP, her primary doctor.
Okay.
Do you want me to schedule a telehealth for one of our doctors? We'll fill that with her over the phone. That way you don't have to go down to the doctor.
Okay.
You would like me to do that for you?
Yeah.
Fine. So I'll definitely do that for you. It's going to be from a New York area code, though. So can you keep your phone on near you?
Right.
Okay. So I'm texting you the number for the broker. Text me back when you have it scheduled, and I'm going to request the doctor to call you and do that form with you, okay?
Yeah, I was supposed to call the broker back with her information and her permission because they won't talk to me pretty much without her permission.
Oh, you're saying you already called.
I did call, so...
But you have to call back now.
Yeah, I just came back to her place so I can get her permission for me to talk to them.
Fine.
Okay?
Great, thank you. We'll be in touch, okay? This is my number.
You shouldn't be telling people that you fell. What? You should not be telling people that you fell unless you want to end up in a home. Okay, you want to end up in a home, just broadcast it. What? They'll make you go. Yes, they will. All right, thank you.
Okay, we'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Bye.